Yeraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Nun Amud Aleph. We're holding on Memtesima Beis, two lines on the bottom, by the two dots, Kemaseu Bechol. So the Mishnah went through the process of the Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkahs. And the Mishnah said that even when Sukkahs fell out on Shabbos, on a day of Sukkahs, when one of the days of Sukkahs fell out on Shabbos, so the process of the Nisuch HaMayim was the same, except for the fact that they couldn't collect the water from the Shilayach and then bring that to the Beit HaMikdash because of the issue of carrying on Shabbos. So instead, when Sukkahs fell out on Shabbos, they would fill up water on Erev Shabbos from the Shilayach. They would fill the water into a Chavis. They would bring the Chavis into the Beis HaMikdash. And then from there, they would take the water, they would use that water for the Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkahs. So now the Mishnah, when it spoke about this chavis that they would fill up on Erev Shabbos, the Mishnah described it as a chavis which did not have any kedusha. It was a chavis, it was a kli she'ena mikudashas. So now we'll see in the Gemara now that the reason for this, that they specifically used the kli that did not have kedusha, it wasn't a kli shares, is because if it did have kedusha, so it would be mikadesh the water. And the problem with that is that being that the water wasn't being used on that day, it wasn't being used on Erev Shabbos on Friday, it wasn't going to be used until the next day. So water that goes overnight, if it goes overnight in the Kli Shares, so it's considered pasul because of lina, because of it staying overnight. That's an idea that it stayed overnight is a psul. So they couldn't use a kli that was mikudashes. They had to use a kli that did not have any kedusha to fill up the water. And in this way, the water would not get a psul lina. Now, there would seem to be two other possible options that they could have done. That they could have used the kli shares, they could have used the kli that has kedusha, and still prevented the water from getting a psulina. One eitzah that they could have potentially used is the kavana. They could have had kavana that they don't want the kli to be mekadesh the waters until the following day. They don't want the kli to be mekadesh the waters on Erev Shabbos. They could have had kavana that they don't want it to be mekadesh the waters at this point. So assuming kavana works, such a kavana would work, that would have been another eitzah that they could have even used the kli shares, and still the water would not get a psulina. A second eitzah, they could have used the kli shares, and they could have put in more water than is necessary. We said, let's say, according to the Tanakhama, so the shear for the Nisuch HaMayim is 3 lugin of water, so they could have put in more than 3 lug of water, and that way it's not roi for the mitzvah, because it's too much water. And then memela, the kli would not be mekadesh the waters, because it's not mekadesh waters that are not roi. And so being that the waters is more than the shear, it's more than 3 lugin, it wouldn't be mekadesh the waters. So that would have been another eitzah to use the kli shares. Eitzah number one, to have kavana that it shouldn't be mekadesh the waters. And eitzah number two, to put in more water than is necessary. So says the Gemara of Amai, so why is it that they dafka used a kli that was in a mekudashas? Why did they have to specifically use a kli that did not have kedusha? Nicely be mekudeshes, use a kli that has kedusha. And like Rashi explains, they could have done one of these two eitzes, either having kavana that it shouldn't be mekadesh the waters until the next day, or by putting in more water than is necessary, more than 3 lugin of water. Why didn't they do any of these two eitzes and use a kli shares? So says the Gemara, Amar Ziri, Ksavar ain't shir lamayim. First of all, because the Tana holds that there is no shear. So putting in too much water, that wouldn't have been a good enough of an eitzah, because there is no maximum shear for Nisuch HaMayim. That which the Mishnah says that the shear is 3 lugin, that's a minimum shear. The minimum shear is 3 lugin. It's not an exact shear. If you want, you can put in 10 lugin. There's no maximum shear. And therefore, there is no more than the shear of water that they could have put into the kli, because there is no maximum shear. Even if they would put in 10 lugin, of water, that's still roi for Nisuch HaMayim. And second of all, says Ziri, uklisharis mekadshin shalei midas. The Tana holds that the klisharis is mekadesh even if you have das, that it shouldn't be mekadesh it. Even without your das of the kli being mekadesh the waters, or we see from this even more, even if you would have kavana shloi latzeis kilu, even if you would have kavana lahepach, you would have kavana that it shouldn't be mekadesh the waters, that doesn't work. Your kavana does not play an important role in the waters becoming getting its kedusha. And says Zairi, that's clearly what the Tan of our Mishnah holds. He holds both of these two things. First of all, that there's no maximum shear. And second of all, that your Kavanah is not going to help. Mamela, there was no Eitzah to use the Klisharis. We gave two Eitzahs, both of those Eitzahs don't work according to the Tanakama. Like the Gemara says in Hemshech, V'maisi b'mekudeshes, and therefore, if you use the Kli that has Kedusha, if silu luhu balina, so then the water would have gotten a psulina. There is no other Eitzah. The only Eitzah was Dafka to use a Kli that does not have Kedusha. Chizkiya says, no, not so fast. Klisharis, a mekachin elamidas. Really, I could tell you that really a klisharis, your das does play an important role. Ah, so why couldn't we use a klisharis and then have in mind that it shouldn't be mekadish the waters until the next day? We have kavana that it's not mekadish the waters right now. Why couldn't we use a klisharis? Explained Chizkiya, ugzeira sheme yaimru ledas niskachu. You might know what your das is when you fill up the Kli with the water, but your neighbor doesn't know. The people that see it don't know. They don't know that you had das, that it shouldn't be mekadesh the waters. So from the outsider's perspective, what he sees is that this water is being filled into a Kli Sharis. A Kli Sharis is being filled with these waters, and you're still using it the next day for Nisach HaMayim. They're going to come to the conclusion that when it comes to Nisachim, there is no Psul of Lina, and the Charva could come out from that, Rashi explains. People are going to start thinking that there is no Psul Psulina when it comes to Nisachim, and really it's not true. There is a Psulina, just this water you specifically had in mind that it shouldn't be Mekadesh the waters. So meaning the Eitzah filling it up with more water than is necessary, that even the outsider will see. So that there's no Cheshashes, that even an outsider would see. But the problem is that there is no Shear for the water. But the thing that Chizkiya is changing is that Das does play a role, and Afal Pikin, there's still an issue because the outsider won't realize. The outsider won't realize that you had das, that it shouldn't be imbued with Kedusha. Rabbi Yana said in the name of Reb Zeira, no, we could even say, afilu teima yeshir lamayim. We could even say that there is a shear for mayim. There is a shear for mayim, and if so, l'chayru, it would seem simple that just filling it up with more water should have been a good eitzah. Even the outsider would realize that the reason why this doesn't have a psulina is because you filled it with more than three lug. Everyone sees how much water is inside of the barrels, inside of the kli. So why didn't we use this eitzah if really there is a shear for the mayim? It's dafka three lugin. So why couldn't we use this eitzah? So says Reb Zeira, says Reb Yana in the name of Reb Zeira, afilu teima yeshir lamayim, uklisharis ein mekachin elamidas. And I could also tell you that the water only gets Kedusha when you have Das, and still the Eitz of Das is not going to help you, because Ugzeira Shemi Yaimru Likidish Yadaivra Glayim Milon, because people don't necessarily know when this water is from. They see the water now after the fact. They might start thinking Sukkos is not so long after Yom Kippur. And we mentioned, we learned in Maseches Yuma that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he would wash his hands and feet using a Kitain Shel Zav, using a golden Kli. So people are going to see this golden Kli, and they're going to say, hey, this must be leftover water from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, that he used this water to wash his hands and feet. So even if they see that there's more than three lugin of water, and really doesn't have Kedusha, people won't necessarily know that. The outsider might assume that this is leftover waters from Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol used when he was washing his hands and feet. So Mamela has a psulina because it's leftover waters from then, and it's still being used for Nisach HaMayim. And again, they're going to come to the conclusion that there is no psul of lina when it comes to the Nisachim. Now, we mentioned afterwards in the Mishnah that Nishpechai Niskalsa V'chulu, we mentioned that if the water from this chavis gets spilled, again, they had to fill it up Erev Shabbos, this water, because they couldn't bring new water from the Shileach on Shabbos. So now what happens if this water gets spilled or it gets revealed? So we said, then he uses the water from the Kiyur, even though we don't ideally use water from the Kiyur for Nisach HaMayim. But still, if this water in the chavis becomes possible, either it gets spilled or it becomes possible because it's Niskalsa, so then we're forced to use water from the Kiyur. So now the Mishnah mentioned two different ways that we would not have water from the chavis. One is pashat if the water spills. That would be one hecha timsa, why we wouldn't have water from this chavis. The second hecha timsa that the Mishnah said is if it's nisgalsa, if the water is revealed. And we explained when we read the Mishnah is because then there's a chashash that a snake put its venom into the water, and therefore even though you're looking at three lug, it could be really, it's only 2.5 lug, and 0.5 lug is really snake venom. And so you don't really have a proper shear of water for the Nisach HaMayim, because it could be it's partially snake venom. So now ask the Gemara of Amai, why is this such a chashash that maybe a snake put its venom into the water? Li'avar b'misnenes, there would seem to be a simple way to check and to get rid of any snake venom that's in the water, and that's to put the water into a sifter, and to sift out any potential snake venom. And the Chazon Ish explains that it's not a problem of Bayrur, because we don't even know if there's any Psoilas. Being that you don't know if you're actually sifting out anything, so it's not a problem of Bayrur. So why can't you put it into a sifter, and then if there's any snake venom, so it will float to the top? So why don't we do this Eitzah? It would seem to be, says the Gemara, that Lema Masnis and Delaik Rabbi Nechemia. The Mishnah seems to be not like Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Nechemia, we'll see in a moment, holds that putting water or wine into a sifter would help to get rid of any snake venom. The Tanakhama argues, so our Mishnah, which doesn't give this Eitzah to be able to use the water even when they're revealed by putting it into a sifter, the Mishnah seems to be not like Rabbi Nechemia. So now, where do we have this machlekas of the Tanakhama and Rabbi Nechemia? The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, Misanenes yesh boi mishum giloi. The Tanakhama says that even if you put wine through a misanenes, now the reason why they used to put wine through a misanenes is because they used to, in order to impart flavors into the wine, so they would put the flavors into the sifter, pass the wine, make the wine pass through the sifter. By doing so, the wine would soak in some of the flavors from the, and it would go into the bottom level. So there was two levels. There was the wine on the top, and then there was a sifter, and then there was wine that flowed through the bottom that now had some flavor into it. So now the Tanakhama holds that even though it's going through a sifter, so there's still a problem of giloy. That's the Tanakhama Shita. However, I'm Rabbi Nechemia. Rabbi Nechemia said that Emasai, when is there a problem of giloy? That's Bizmacha Tachtoina Megula. That's only if the bottom level of the wine after it went through the sifter, that's only if that wine gets revealed. Ava Bizmacha Tachtoina Mechusa. But if the bottom level of wine after it went through the sifter is Mechusa, if that wine is covered, even though the wine on the top is Megula, there's still no problem of Giloi, because the venom of a snake is like a sponge. It's and it floats on the top, so we'll get you can remove it with the strainer. So therefore Rav Nechemia says that even if the top wine is Megula, as long as the bottom part is covered, so being that it's going through the sifter, you're good to go. Any venom will get removed with the strainer. So you see that the sheet of Rav Nechemia is that venom gets revealed, it gets removed with the strainer. Now, Rosh Hashanah in his Chidushim over here points out that even though it seems like it's a machlekes and metzias, the Tanakhama holds it doesn't get removed with the strainer. Rabbi Nechemia holds it does get removed with the strainer. It could be it's something that's impossible to check, and therefore there's no problem with having a machlekes and metzias. The problem in general with having a machlekes and metzias is that why are you arguing about it, go out and check. But this could be something that's very difficult to check, and therefore Taka, he says, is a machlokes and metzias. But the shita from Nechemia is that the venom could get removed with the strainer. So if so, as says the Gemara, our Mishnah, which does not give this Eitzah, and it instead says that if the wine is nisgalsa, so go get, if the water rather is nisgalsa, so then go get new water from the kier, it must not be like Rabbi Nechemia, who holds that the strainer would help to get rid of the venom. Says the Gemara, no, afilu tamer Rabbi Nechemia. The Tana of our Mishnah could even be like Rabbi Nechemia. It could be really, technically speaking, a strainer would have helped. Ah, so why doesn't our Mishnah give that Eitzah? Because Imr Damer Rabbi Nechemia, what is it that Rabbi Nechemia said that a strainer helps? That's Lehedyot. That's if you're drinking wine, giving wine to a hedyot, to a regular person who wants to drink some good tasting wine with nice aromas and this and that. So then your strainer would help to get rid of any possible chashash of giloy. Avoligvaya. But when it comes to pouring wine for nisach hayayin, or in our case in our Mishnah, nisach hamayim, water for nisach hamayim, mi amar. Did Rabbi Nechemiah really say that a strainer would help to be machshirit for the mizbeach? V'lastly, the Rabbi Nechemiah hakriveyuna lefichasecha hayirtzecha o hayisaf anecha amr Hashem tzavakos. Does Rabbi Nechemiah not hold of this pasuk which says that would you ever give an animal which is sick or has a mum to a high official? Would you ever give such a thing? It says Hashem. So kol shekein, you can't bring such a thing onto the mizbeach. Meaning, just like a person would never dare to give, he would never dare to give an animal that is sick or a baal mum, he would never dare to give such an animal to a high official as a gift. So too, a person shouldn't have the guts to, or the audacity to give such a thing as a carbon to Hashem. So even though it's true that sifting out the venom with a sifter might help, you still can't bring such a thing onto the mizbeach. Just like you would never give such wine, or in our case, such water to a high official, so too, that type of water would be possible for the mizbeach. So the Mishnah says that if the water in the chavis is revealed, it becomes possible, and you now have to take water from the kir. We said, oh, it's not like Rabbi Nechemiah. Rabbi Nechemiah holds you could just take out the venom with the sifter. It's not mochach. It could be that really the Mishnah is like Rabbi Nechemiah, and the reason why the Mishnah doesn't give that etzah is because it's a bezayin to use such waters for the mizbeach.